The CEO and board president of the Alaska Aerospace Corporation were before the Senate Finance Committee this morning making a pitch, not so much for funding, but for the opportunity to move on. CEO Craig Campbell even raised the possibility of taking the state-owned corporation private. He said there is little, if any, interest in the aerospace industry to buy the Kodiak Launch Complex currently, but sees a way where it could be attractive in the future.
What I'm suggesting with the privatization is probably going to be a hybrid where the company's divided out so that the operations side can go develop business that utilizes Kodiak Launch Complex. And then as a package at some point in the future, we'll determine whether there's value in any significant interest that could make it a return to the state that is worth selling.
Campbell admitted that with a dearth of launches, an Army rocket that exploded on liftoff in August and no launches scheduled for this year, Alaska Aerospace may have hit bottom. But he says with diversification beyond reliance on sending rockets into space, the corporation is rebounding. Wasilla Senator Mike Dunleavy said the low oil prices makes funding marginal projects much more difficult.
Bottom line, and I'll just end it with this, we've got to be able to make a decision. You have a board, we're one of your investors. People of Alaska are looking at this and they want the economy to be diversified too, but what we're getting is we've got to separate our hobbies from our money-making ventures.
Alaska Aerospace Corporation is one of six big projects that Governor Bill Walker has put on a financial freeze.